Good morning. Welcome to the June 10th meeting of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting. We have, as usual, a full agenda. And before I get into public, the commissioner's discussion, I have an announcement regarding an agenda item. And the department had scheduled a briefing and public hearing during the June 10-11 commission meeting regarding combination fishing licenses. However, after further staff review, they have determined that additional discussions and clarification is needed before bringing proposal to the commission. Therefore, there will not be a public hearing on the proposal today. So, but we have lots of other things. Do you have the... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to go. For commissioners... discussion? Anything for the good of the order? Commissioner Walker? Okay.
I've got several things. So
okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go.
Good morning. I just wanted to make a brief statement on the occasion of the departure of our chief, Steve Crown. I want to thank the chief for the many, many significant contributions he's made to the department over the 14 years that he's worked with us. He's been a major force for improving the enforcement program. And I just wanted to make this statement because I have a lot of, I've always strongly supported the importance of the enforcement program. And the job has only become tougher in the years that I've been on the commission. We've had staffing. We've had a report that has indicated that we, as of 10 years ago, recognized the inadequacy of the number of enforcement officers that we have. We have fewer officers than at merger in 1994. We have a much larger population in the state. And in addition to the difficulties that we have in Washington State in particular in funding enforcement, we have a context in the country now where enforcement is under much more intense scrutiny. Their jobs have become more difficult because of the nature of criminal activity, organized crime associated with wildlife offenses. And so the guys that we employ to go after the bad guys who are stealing, poaching, and destroying our natural resources, these are good people going after the bad elements in our society. And their job has become more difficult. And it's easy for us to talk about the difficulty. Words are cheap. Words are easy. The reality of the life of a law enforcement officer is something that I've always had a lot of empathy for because it's just such an incredibly tough job to deal with the problem elements in our society. And I have to credit Steve because he entered his position under some of the most difficult circumstances that I've seen during my 11 years on the commission. And I'm just so grateful for dedicated people like Steve who are so dedicated to the mission, who believe in the mission, and work extra hard to under these incredibly stressful situations to make our police force more effective. So I just want to take a little time because he's leaving. This is his last day, I just wanted to make some points about precisely what he has accomplished in his time. Snapshot of what Steve has done for us. He's really worked to transform the enforcement program into a professional police force capable of meeting the challenges of the 21st century. He's understood the importance of a simple and clear mission statement, and he helped design that mission statement. And the mission statement is to protect our natural resources and the public we serve. He's focused on how to define and disseminate enforcement's strategic objectives. He's worked to align enforcement's work with the work of other programs in the department. And he developed a better means to evaluate accomplishments and to focus efforts on the most important things, because he's always asked the question, did we do what matters most? He demanded of his commanders that they articulate their team's successes rather than just relying on numbers. He has elevated the program's professional stature by working with various professional organizations, including the National Association of Conservation Law Enforcement Chiefs, the Washington Sheriff and Police Chiefs, an Emergency Management Division, partnership with state parks, with the Traffic Safety Commission, and he's done extensive outreach with conservation organizations and user groups. He's provided some leadership that has led to grant writing and successful increases in our budget for enforcement. And one of the most important things that he's done is he's been part of recruiting most of our officers that are with us now. Those are just a few of the major things that Steve has accomplished, and I just wanted to bring attention to that and personally thank him for his service.
Thank you, Commissioner. I think, Steve, I think Commissioner Walker speaks for all of us. It's been a pleasure working with you, and we wish you the best in Wenatchee. And if we're driving through and we're 5 miles over the speed limit, do we get one pass on it? Well said.
Thank you, Steve. I would like to add my voice to that. I have several things that I have done recently that I wanted to share with the commission. I'll start with the slide. I didn't do that, but this is Washington's newest ungulant. That photograph was taken, as you can see, a month ago in central Douglas County. I think we've already had them in Region 3 for a while, but both the Yakima Nation and the Colvilles more recently are translocating pronghorn into the state. There were 40 that were introduced to the Colville Reservation in January. I ran into the assistant district biologist out of the Wenatchee office the other day, and he said he'd heard that only 15 of them are left on the reservation, and the rest of them are now in the farm fields of Douglas County, new conflict situation. They brought in both adults and young pronghorn in January. They're probably some pregnant doe, so we're going to have native pronghorn shortly in Washington State. Just thought you might be interested in that photograph. It was taken by a staff person. You can see at least one of them has a GPS collar on. Second, I just wanted to share that I had the great pleasure of going to a kids' fishing derby in Clear Lake outside of Spokane. This is a partnership that's undertaken annually, and we did more promotion this year. It went up from 400 kids participating to 600 kids participating. They get a limit of 3 fish. They can't toss anything back. everybody was getting the limit, it looked like. The kids were having a great time. They bring them in cohorts hourly, and it was just a really fun event. The department's participation is to get the fish. Most of it's done through donations, so there's really very little cost to the department, and it was just a really, really great day. The kids were having a wonderful time. They also get to take the pole and rod with them, so anyway. It was really fun. And then the last thing that I want to share is I was very honored to represent the commission at a recent celebration of the department's newest wildlife area, the 4-0 Ranch Wildlife Area in Assotin County. This event was about 2 weeks ago, and it was well attended. It was on the 4-0 Ranch. There were probably about 80 neighbors and interested parties in attendance. There was a series of speakers who represented organizations that contributed to our acquisition of this absolutely spectacular property. It's 10,000 acres. It has endangered fish that will be conserved. It has game. It has watchable wildlife. I had a number of my friends and colleagues from Canyon Birders who were in attendance. And everybody was really thrilled to be participating. The groups that participated were all provided with a thank you gift to hang in the offices, and they were various photographs that were taken of this property. These photographs were taken by a staff person, actually, of the department, and we were told to provide this for our role. So I think the appropriate place for this to hang is in our office. So I'm going to give this to Tammy to put in our office. Anyway, it was just a really exciting event. And this is a great acquisition that I think we all can be proud of.
Thank you. Was that it?
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. Thank you very much. Other comments from... Well, thank you for those comments. And moving on to the meeting minute approval. Have any additions, deletions?
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes from the May 20th, 2016 conference call of the commission.
Is there a second?
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those approval signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Minutes are approved. Thank you.